Christmas Eve. I love this service. I love this time of year. I love all that's about that. But I think that this is perhaps one of the most troubled Christmas Eves I can remember. Now, maybe it is because I'm just more aware of things going on in the world around. I need to turn off the news sometimes, but we are not allowed as Christians to bury our heads in the sand either. Being aware is vital. Being who we are, called as Christians, and called to be those doers of peace. We need that. Christ is the King of peace, the Prince of peace. He is about peace and calls us to peace. Peace on all, the heavenly host. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace amongst those whom God favors. That's where we're called to be. So let's celebrate a joyous world, shall we? Shall we ignore the peace? But maybe we need to imagine a joyous world. How? How are we going to imagine joy today, this minute? That night when Jesus was born, things were at least as bad, if not worse. There was a cruel Roman emperor, Nalu, reflected on that. Thank you, Nalu, for filling in. Thank you, Neil, for doing. We traded some roles there. You saw that. A family does that. Amen. But in Jesus' time, the Roman Empire was there, and that was a cruel empire, oppressive. There were corrupt leaders, both inside and outside the Roman government, inside and outside the temple, all kinds of political division. There was fear, rampant fear. There was no justice. There was no courts you could turn to. Oh, come, Emmanuel, please. And everyone knew that was coming. The prophets had said that one is coming, the Messiah, the Christ. And everyone was expecting the Messiah, the Christ, to come and right the wrongs, to change all that was. They were expecting a royal leader, a powerful king, a warrior to come. And Emmanuel did come. A newborn baby. How many of you have seen a newborn baby? Just a few minutes old, a few hours old, they're pretty terrifying. And there, that helpless baby born into the world. Can you imagine that God sent this baby? God's love brought about an unlikely alliance. It brought an alliance of an amazing group. We alluded to that a little bit in the scripture. Nalu alluded to some of that in his prayer. It was an unusual gathering of people. Here, an unmarried pregnant teenager. She was terrified. The word in Greek is phobia. The root word to phobia. She was terrified. It was outrageous. And in her age, it was just unimaginable. Can you imagine her being pregnant? And her fiance, a carpenter, he was from the wrong side of the tracks, you know, Nazareth. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Do you remember that scripture? And so here, this poor, hardworking carpenter from the wrong side of the tracks. Can you imagine the two of them being involved in any of God's works? And they come and pregnant, and they get to the town of Bethlehem to register for the census, and all the inns are full. And they come to an inn, and here's an innkeeper, and he's loving it. Every room is rented out. He's renting out rooms and Dublin booking rooms, and he's just collecting the money and celebrating all the way through. You know, prophet. And they come and they knock on the door. They say, "What? Do you have a place for him? Can you imagine him having anything to do with them?" And he did. He took it. He said, "All my rooms are full, but," he says, "I've got a clean stall in the stable." If you have never been in a stable in a cool night or winter, in the nighttime, and the cattle are there, the horses perhaps, it's a kind of a wonderful place. It's warm. It's comforting. And the innkeeper accommodates them and takes them and makes sure that they have a place. Can you imagine an innkeeper going to that extent? God knows it's happening. The heavenly host, and they decide to invite special guests. This is a royal birth. This is the birth of the Messiah. Everyone's expecting this royal birth. And so God makes special invitations. Shepherds, poorest, itinerant, and it's the boys working the night shift. They're nobody. They don't have a place. That only job they can do is watching out for the sheep. And the angel of the Lord appears before them, and again, they are terrified. Terrified because this is the awesome God inviting them, and they come to see. They are invited. Can you imagine? And the heavenly host shone round about them. What a wonderful thing. What a blessed thing. I wish that all the lights would go out in the city for just about 5 minutes, just as we leave church tonight. And we could see that heavenly host above us. See the stars without any pollution from the lights of the city. See all of God's magnificent heavens. The heavenly host amongst the people. The time came for Jesus' birth, and they come and they bring him to the temple. They present him as is appropriate. And there's an old woman there. She's over 80 years old. She's a widow. She lives in the temple. She doesn't go anywhere. She's a nobody with no future, but she comes. And she sees this child. Here's the scripture. There was a prophet, Anna. She was of great age. At that moment, Anna came and began to praise God and to speak about the child, Jesus, to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem, for the redemption of the world. Who would pay attention to an old, widowed woman? Who? Can you imagine? God could imagine. God could imagine, and God could imagine even others coming. The wise men come from the east. What is present day Iran? They come, they're astrologers, they're the scientists of the age, and they have seen signs in the heavens, and they follow the star, and they come to pay Jesus homage. Can you imagine foreigners coming all that distance into a foreign land, bringing treasures, gold and frankincense and myrrh? Can you imagine them coming? God could imagine. And they find the source of love in a manger, and it unites them. Just as it can and does unite us 2,000 years later today. Governments are not going to unite us. Politics is not going to unite us. Our nationalities are not going to unite us. But here is something. Here is something that can gather us, that can bring us together. So if these days seem troubling at all to you, listen to the word. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all people. For to everyone is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Here he is. And tonight we pause to remember, here he is. God imagined him. Can we imagine ourselves being people who follow him? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all those who favor. Imagine with me. Amen.